Hey!
How's that hang, essay?
The Cooper and Anthony Show.
Kick ass.
You know everything celebrity.
I do.
Music, you kind of know stuff about music. So I don't want to give you a celebrity quiz. I want to give you a music quiz. And let's see how good you do.
Okay.
I think you'll do pretty good at this, though. What is the highest grossing concert of all time? Was it Beyonce's Renaissance tour, Harry Styles tour, Rolling Stones tour, or Taylor Swift?
It's definitely the Eras tour.
Yeah, correct. $1 billion in revenue.
Yeah.
Billion.
Right.
Crazy. Which music group has won the most Grammy Awards? Is it the Chicks, the Foo Fighters, Metallica, or U2?
Oh my God. That's really hard.
Yeah. I'll tell you who deserves the most. And that would be Foo Fighters, then Metallica, then U2, then I don't know the Chicks anything, so.
Well, the only reason why I'm going to say U2 is because they've been around the longest.
I know, but do they do Grammy things that Grammy people like?
Yeah, I would think over the years they probably have. I mean, the Foo Fighters are too new.
Right.
The Chicks are only in one category. You know, country music, basically, and they took a hiatus for a while and then came back. So the only reason I'm saying U2 is because they've been around the longest.
All right, I'm going to say the Chicks, but I'm going to put you down as U2, and you would be correct. They won 22 Grammys.
Oh, my Lord.
What is the best-selling girl group in history? Is it Destiny's Child, Spice Girls, TLC, or The Supremes?
Best-selling girls group of all time.
Yes.
Of all time. Sorry, give me that one more time.
Destiny's Child, Spice Girls, The Supremes, TLC.
Spice Girls.
Yeah, I'll agree. Yeah, 105 million records. I would have picked Destiny's Child, but interesting. Spice Girls.
Well, again, Destiny's Child, they weren't around as long. The Spice Girls were worldwide.
Right.
Destiny's Child was not worldwide.
Where is the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame located? New
Ohio.
York, L.A., Cleveland, or Memphis?
Cleveland.
Cleveland, you're correct.
Everyone knows that.
Which state does bluegrass music come from? Alabama, Kentucky, North Carolina, or Tennessee?
I'm going to guess Tennessee.
Really? I'm going to say Kentucky, but I will put you down as Tennessee. And you would be wrong. I would be correct. It would be Kentucky.
Oh, it's Kentucky. Okay.
Which song spent the most weeks at number one on the Billboard Hot 100 chart? Despacito? We laugh because we hate that song, and we had that play every 15 minutes when we were doing mornings at a top 40 station.
Yep.
I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston.
Uh-huh.
Old Town Road by Lil Nas X, which, by the way, Dave Chappelle does a great skit on Lil Nas X. And One Sweet Day by Mariah Carey and Boyz II Men.
I know for a fact it's Old Town Road.
Really? You are correct. I would have picked Despacito because we played it every 15 minutes.
It was Despacito prior to Old Town Road. Once Old Town Road came in, it spent something crazy like 88 weeks or some crazy number at number one. It really made history.
What is the most expensive music video ever made?
Ooh.
Was it Too Legit to Quit by MC Hammer? Was it Express Yourself by Madonna?
Oh.
Rollin' by Limp Bizkit or Scream by Michael and Janet Jackson?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one.
I don't think it was Limp Bizkit. We can take that out.
Well, the only reason why I'm going to say Scream by Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson is because they were playing with technology during a time when technology was expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Like now, you can make a video like that for no money at all, digital. But they were doing crazy technology stuff. Plus, I don't know if I don't think they pay them for videos, do they? Do the celebrities get paid? The artists?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Because it's their song.
The only reason why. Okay, so they probably. They're the people that. Madonna, express yourself. Mm-hmm. But. I'm gonna still say Michael Jackson and Janet Jackson.
And you would be correct. $7 million to make that video.
Wow. Again, it's because the technology they used for that video at the time was very expensive that now costs nothing at all.
How many instruments did Prince play on his debut album? Did he play 16, 19, 22, or 27?
Ooh, wow.
That's crazy. That's insane right there.
What are my numbers again? What's the highest number?
16, 19, 22, 27.
I'm going to say 27 because whenever you ask a question like that, it's always the highest number that is the most outrageous that is the answer. So I'm going to go with 27 because that's just so crazy.
That is correct. 27 instruments.
Are there 27 instruments? I can't believe it.
I think they talk the finger clapping, snapping, that could have been an instrument. I mean,
maracas, anything, tambourine, yeah. Whatever you can grab, it counts.
That's crazy.